Hello, this is Kay Randall May. I would like to invite you to join me as we explore a bit more about that mysterious phenomenon called healing. This is a word that's not easily defined. It seems to escape or elude us when we try to pin it down. In our culture, when we think of traditional or allopathic medicine, we naturally think of curing, which implies the treatment of symptoms. Healing, however, sometimes happens even if symptoms persist or worsen. And occasionally, healing happens when we least expect it, and when we're focusing on something else. We don't even need to believe in healing for it to happen fully. Over many years, I have worked in the field of intuition and healing, as well as art. And what I have discovered is that there are four key steps involved in receiving and channeling healing. When I apply these steps, not only do I open to healing for myself, but also for others. And I find that when I open to these steps, that I am free to express my feelings creatively. We can find these four keys in any effective healing modality. Allopathic medicine sometimes has them, as well as naturopathic or homeopathic physicians, nurses, and practitioners of every sort. They can tap into healing either consciously or spontaneously. In the same way, artistic expression can not only be a channel for healing, but as we heal others or ourselves, we can become more expressive and thus activate what I will call, in this book and on the CD, the creative response. The creative response can find an outlet through any activity. I don't want you to think it has to be limited to what we would normally think of as the traditional arts. A person may write, paint, play music, dance, sculpt, or enjoy any other activity which might not be considered a formal art form. Perhaps cooking, decoration, care for loved ones or for pets. In fact, even the practice of medicine itself is an art form, according to my definition. Modern science itself springs from roots embedded in creative, intuitive exploration of the universe. Naturally, that creative, intuitive expression has to be followed by verification by the experimental method. But still, there is a part of science which is based upon a highly intuitive, creative form of thought. And so in many ways, we can link healing to science and certainly healing to modern medicine. In this book, I will refer to healing formats or protocols with which I am most familiar. But that does not imply, and I don't want anyone who reads the book to think, that I consider these formats or these modalities to be in any way better than any other or more effective than any other. Any of these modalities, any of these formats can be healing if applied according to these four steps. And we will go into these more deeply very soon. It's just that I can best describe and discuss what I'm personally familiar with, and so I will draw from examples from my own personal experience. So all approaches to healing or modalities are based on someone's firsthand experience. If you read in the book, you know that I talked about early as a child praying and having my cat's paws healed spontaneously. That's a firsthand experience. I can tell you about it. I can describe it to you. And perhaps I might even build a protocol or healing format or modality around that experience and my later experience in the hospital where I was healed. But usually, a person who formalizes a modality we'll spend more time than just one or two experiences. They will often explore and over repeat whatever their experience is until eventually there is a more formalized explanation. That is what I have done with our prayer group and the prayer group format, which you will see, perhaps you've already read it, in the appendix of the book. This has been based upon years, literally thousands of prayer group meetings. And that's why I will use that format as an example protocol. At any rate, individuals who have a firsthand experience with healing will then go on to share with other people about it. Sometimes that is the sharing that occurs traditionally, such as the sharing that occurred with Shirley McKinley from her uncle, the medicine man. If you recall, reading in the book, Shirley is from the Bitterroot clan of the Navajo people, and she was given the medicine bundle that belonged to her grandmother. Her uncle, who is a traditional medicine man in the Navajo tribe, has also shared with her the chants, the songs, the way of the Navajo prayers that we call the beauty way. This is the oral tradition of traditional Native American healing. But across the board in every culture, healing of natural sort is handed down from experiencer to others. And then it gets taught, it gets formalized often in a protocol. The reason I bring this up is because I want to differentiate between a protocol and the root experience. The root experience, which I have parsed into four key steps, is what I would like to discuss and explore with you so that you can apply it in your life. My hope and my intention is that this will facilitate your own experience of healing and, through healing, your own stimulation within your life of the creative response. The usefulness of the four keys to healing is that they're practical and they can be applied in our everyday life. In the same way, these four keys are a great way to overcome any type of artistic or expressive block. Let's say that you've always wanted to write or to paint or to draw or to play music. Some other sort of art form might have called to you, but you feel blocked and somehow have not been able to live your dream. You're just not able to get started. Now's the time for you to apply the keys. And as you apply the keys in your life, after we've discussed them a little bit more, you will find that it'll make it easier for you to move beyond the block, to open to your creative expression. Now, I would like to talk a little bit about how formats or healing formats evolve using the example of the prayer group. The prayer group has been meeting now for 23 years. And when we first began, we had a format which was the typical class. We would meet once a week. We would talk for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, about different types of healing from every different culture that I could find. We would talk about the way people prayed. We would talk about the way they approached prayer, different types of prayer. In other words, it was a typical study. There were handouts, everything but exams. We didn't have any exams. After each study session, then we would enter into prayer itself, maybe half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. After a year of meeting, literally 52 meetings, what I did was ask the prayer group members if they were wanting to disband. And they didn't want to. They wanted to continue as a prayer group. And so we did so. We dropped the format of the class and entered into what I will call a more healing format, that is actually using this as an experience rather than studying about prayer, about healing, we began to really experience it. This is what I would like to invite you to do as well. Don't think of this as a study about healing or an academic class about the subject, but instead an invitation to actually apply it in your own life now.